my school days were wonderful, actually. I went to St Austell Grammar School, which we called Borstal-on-Sea, and we were all, I think, semi-feral kids up there. And it was a pretty rough place, as I remember it. But it got better in my time because of new teachers arrived who brought with them an ethos of learning and passing on information to us kids, which improved our lot, very much so. And it pointed us the way, sad to say, in some ways, pointed the way out of Cornwall. So the limits of our world were no longer defined by Plymouth on a Sunday for a treat, or Bodmin Moor, you know. We could go up country and explore the world of the university and the world beyond the Tamar. That's what the teachers did, and they were good at that. And I thank them for it after this great gap of time.
Were you a good pupil, do you think?
No, I wasn't. I was possibly one of the worst kinds of pupil, because I used to learn things in order to show off what I'd learned, rather than learning things in order to find out about the way the world works. This is a form of vanity and self-regard, which took me some time to grow out of, I can tell you that. So I wasn't good. The disciplines of teaching, of learning, rather, and gaining knowledge, I got all of that at university, when they quickly drummed all that narcissistic nonsense out of me and taught me the proper disciplines of learning and so on. But the school, the St Austell Grammar School, I was sad to learn when I was down here that my old PTI had just died, Ken Hunter, who was a marvellous, marvellous man. He was forever bouncing up and down and jumping around and telling us to do the same thing, which he couldn't very well. I was captain of the football team. That was only because I could write out the team. I think I was the only one who was able to write the names properly and so on. So I got to be captain of the football team for about 3 years. That was good. And dear Ken Hunter, of whom I was inordinately fond, he came into the dressing room when I was doing a pantomime. He must have been in his mid-70s then, and he stood on his head. Just to prove that he was fit and wonderful. And I thought, that is just amazing, amazing. And I was filled with admiration for that at the time. But the days at school, I must say, because of the quality of the teaching, they were extremely, extremely happy. In fact, the whole childhood down in Cornwall was extremely happy. A.L. Rouse, when he was talking about a Cornish childhood. He had a pretty good time down here as well, and so did I. And you can't be in the middle of this picture postcard play.